Welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a little chilly.
It is. Feels almost like fall.
Yeah, it happens like that in Ohio.
If you slip, you'll be in the right weather.
Amen. Amen. I don't know what's wrong with the weather, but we're in Ohio, and I think Ohio goes like that. That's the way it goes, right?
It's the climate.
The climate?
Yeah, the people been talking about the climate change. I mean, it's affecting us.
Okay.
You know, all this stuff with the smoke up in Canada and people, and this, I mean, all this stuff, man, and we have a problem.
Yeah, I did hear about that thing up in Canada. Yeah. People weren't supposed to be out without a mask on
They actually brought that as far down here to us. It was rough, man, for a few days. And a lot of people thought it was just overcast. But it was actually the smoke.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway, I interrupted you.
That's okay. This is A Voice of a People once again on WGH Talk. Welcome to the show. My name is Linda Sims, as I said earlier. And today is June the 15th of 2023. Hope your day is going well. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app called TuneIn, and this app is free. TuneIn on any electronic device. And once you do that, please scroll to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or call in during a live broadcasting by calling 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, and that begins with those of you who faithfully listen and have been supporters for the many years that I have been live on the radio or internet or TuneIn app. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This one will take place June the 17th of 2023. It starts at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Share this news with friends, family, or neighbors. People you know who may have need of free produce. And they may know someone who has need of free produce. So please share that information. Also, the Marion Minority Commission, Peace and Freedom Foundation, and Black Heritage Council will be hosting Bobby Floyd at the May Pavilion this Saturday at 6 p.m. So get your tickets. They are available at the box office at the Palace Theater. Now, that will be this Saturday. That will also be the 17th of June. Bobby Floyd, he is world known and also had been nominated for an award, a Grammy, for a Grammy Award. Yes, so he will be here live in
that
person.
Well, the reason that you're emphasizing that is because he's a homeboy.
He's a homeboy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Marion Maid.
Yeah, we call him Robert.
They
call him Bobby.
Bobby Floyd.
Yeah, we don't know no Bobby. We know Robert.
Okay.
Hey, Floyd.
Yeah, same person.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's very, what you call, acclaimed. He is.
He's world renowned.
World known.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
World known.
He's been a virtuoso since we were kids.
Yes.
I can remember just real quick. He used to always tell me, Willie, you play first because they always want to hear the best for last.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff I would play, he had done taught me.
Okay.
You know, so the teacher would let us play. Like if it was raining and couldn't go out for recess, she would let me and him play the piano. You know, and he could play stuff then that was crazy. You know what I mean? He played like Mozart. I mean, he could play all the stuff. I mean, wow. It was kids. And he could already play.
Wow.
Like Duke Ellington. I mean, he could play his stuff at that age.
Right.
So that's why we're excited about Robert coming to town.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Well, he will be here, and he is Marion May. So those
and
of
I
you.
I was the one that was talking. Okay, back to Linda.
All right, please share that information. Hey, this is going to be a beautiful night, and hopefully we have a good outpouring of our citizens of Marion, Ohio, and even, you know, the small counties around us. It will be a beautiful night.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Well, you know, the thing is, if the word get out, people have to understand what support is all about.
Yes.
Okay. Support is like when you support people. Money.
Yes, money.
That's the
come
best,
out, yeah.
That's the best way to support people. And when they come to town like that, man, you got to, if you can, man, go see them.
Go see them. Absolutely.
Because you go see other people.
Right.
They're no better than Rob, you know.
Right. And I think the tickets are $30, so.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Not for Bobby Floyd.
Not
yes.
for what he does.
Yes. Me. Yes. I don't think you'll ever hear a pianist or organist play on his level. I don't care who they are.
Well,
who
if they are, they're the greats. I mean,
yeah, gotta be the greats. Cause
there's nobody that he's not as good, if not better than.
Right,
I mean,
I know that's right.
I used to listen to Chick Corea. I listen to him all the time, man. Mm-hmm. I always realized that everything that they were doing, Rob was doing musically.
Right.
You know, so.
That's true.
It's always
so
a good
true.
Time.
So true. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as Good News Club's faith-based program in all of our city elementary schools and county elementary schools and North Union schools. They have a program which will start up in October this year. And if you're interested in being a part of that, or your children or grandchildren being a part of that program, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. And she may even need someone to help her, you know, fundraise, because she's good at that as well. Again, her phone number is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and I think I'm going to start this with the illusion of dependency.
Of dependency.
The more a person depends on a pattern of thinking, a particular person, or a particular role, the more there is fear of loss. The security created by dependence is illusion. The reality of life is that anything external to ourselves can, at any time, vanish. What will we do then? Where is our life's anchor? If it is not within, we will suffer. Wow.
Pretty deep.
Yeah,
considering
it is
the climate that we're in today, with the indictments and different things, the people have become dependent on the rhetoric that groups of people have been spewing in this country for years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody want to know, how do we get to where we are now? Well, we got here because people keep feeding that nonsense to people. And so you get dependent on that. And when people try to tell you that they're going to change things and they're going to make things different, which is what we're talking about as far as the diversity, then you get all this backlash. Because it's like she was saying, they feel like you're taking something from them.
Right.
You know, because they got dependent on that, for the lack of a better word, I guess you could say that racist tip.
There's a lot of things out there, you know, that
you know,
people hear.
Can't just keep, like a brother told me one time, man, if you feed it, it'll grow.
Amen. And that's so
for
true.
For 69 years I've been on this earth, it's been getting fed.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where we are today. And, you know, the thing that's interesting, you know, you can go up online and get that indictment and read it. It's very simple to read. I was reading it this morning. It's like 49 pages, but it reads like almost like about an eighth grade, maybe about an eighth grade level. And they were smart by doing that. Mm-hmm. So that everybody that can read this thing and understand it.
Right.
Man, this, you go through there, it tells you exactly what the procedures were, what they did, how many times they talked to this guy, and you know how many times they went to him about them, but the classified or the document, how he lied. They just got all this stuff laid out. Mm. And it just, to me, this is why I'm getting back to what you were saying, the thought of the day. I don't understand how people, well, first of all, a lot of people don't want to read it because they don't want the truth to be said. They don't really want to know the truth, you know. So they're not going to read it. But I'm going to tell you, if you do read it, it'll give you some insight of what these guys been doing for the last year or two, as far as putting all this stuff together, because it's put together. And every lawyer that's worth their weight, they'll tell you, man, this is a well thought out indictment.
Okay. Do you think that this is all liberal pushed agenda?
If you read the indictment, this dude is being charged for all the things that he did. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, nothing comes in play except for the fact that there was a crime committed. He the one that did it. So, no, it doesn't have anything to do with it. People trying to make it spin like that because they want to try to take the focus. That's an old political ploy, try to take the focus off of one hand while the other one's doing stuff. And it's just, it done caught up with you. Mm. America's got to change, man. It's going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to have to.
Yeah. I believe that, you know.
Well, absolutely.
Nothing stays the same but God. He's the only thing that does not change. The voice you hear in the back, well, not in the background, but just hearing, is Willie Harris. He is the author of This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. Also, he is the creator and producer of Willie Harris Tap One. And not only that, he and his son Isaiah have a show titled Now and Then.
That's right.
So
that's...
I introduce to you Willie Harris.
Hello, people. How you doing? And, Tap One, go in there and look at some of that stuff, because what me and Isaiah try to do, even though we have fun and we play around a lot with stuff, we always try to throw some truth in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's what we're based off of.
Right.
You know, we talk a lot of crazy stuff too, because we just like having fun. But the most part, just like if we pick a movie that we want to look at, there's usually a theme or something behind it. In other words, it has something to do with what we're talking about today in today's market. No matter, and what's really cool, man, is that no matter what movie you get, we can make it happen. you can throw the werewolf up there.
Okay.
And we can look at the werewolf and we can align it with what's going on in the world, because people write that stuff. And people have those same mentalities. And that stuff seeps through into their work. They don't know it. So, anyhow.
Ew, wow. Okay, then.
That's
even a werewolf,
now,
huh?
Now and then.
Yes, now and then. It, you know, it's just history repeating itself. Because the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
And that's true.
You know, if it has been, it was before, right?
So, that thought that you're talking about, I had studied a little bit last night. And there's a gentleman, I'll pull his name up in a minute because I screenshot, I don't try to remember all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about this, and not to say, it don't even matter what I was talking about. I've been telling people for years that aliens been coming here giving us technology. Man ain't this smart. Man can't go from scratching and picking his nose, and all of a sudden now he got fire. And he can maintain the fire. And then they say, oh, well, the lightning struck and hit, you know, hit a tree or whatever, and they ran over and got, let me tell y'all something.
Illusion.
If you go back to that time when that fire was discovered, you'll see the aliens over in the corner talking about, hey, y'all, put these two pieces of wood together and scratch them together. They was taught that stuff, man. I don't believe, do you think that we learned all this by ourselves?
Well, according to Genesis, that these angels that came down and were with the women, if
the
you believe that or not.
The one your daughter
talks about
all the time. I got to get the names.
They taught the women how to do makeup. They taught these men how to build these
Absolutely.
Tools. Yeah. They taught them those things. And I believe, like you said,
they introduced anything, them to everything. Energy.
Yes. Anything now, we find impossible for man to do, they taught them.
And let me tell you something that I find that's interesting with this guy that I'm talking about. The guy that I'm talking about, was just explaining how the aliens, ever since when we first got that first hit from Roswell,
mm-hmm.
Roswell, and he said they got, at that particular time, they were given.
I need you to talk.
Okay. They said that they would give them, like, the people actually, when they came down, the aliens came to the, and I think they shot them out of the sky, who knows, but, you know, this is America, man. You fly over the air, they might shoot you out, but they said that the aliens gave them then all of the technology that we are seeing. And I'm going to tell you, how did we go from having a fire, not having a wheel, and all of a sudden now we got blow torches and Teslas that can drive themselves? I mean, it don't compute, but yet we still got racism and hatred in the country. How could you not get rid of the fundamental thing that causes you a problem, which is hatred? Because that keeps people from apart. You know, people need to be together because we all have to share things. But how are you going to have people that's going to be part of a society to try to cut themselves out of the society, but yet and still all the technology was given to all of us, so we're all supposed to share it? So now what you have is you have these huge corporations and conglomerates and power structures that have taken all of this information, and they're using this information for their own good and for their own greed. They don't care about trying to pass on this information to the people like us. You know, they don't care nothing about the citizens, because if you look at the fact that when it comes down to, like, how they supposedly are fueling their rockets or their crafts to get here, America has already found out about a different type of fuel system, and it is not fossil fuel. They're playing us with that. Okay, they already got stuff beyond what nuclear is old. Nuclear energy, that's right, old. Right. That's old school. This stuff that these people, like a lot of these flying saucers, because now they're all of a sudden, they're telling people, I don't know why my camera went up, but now all of a sudden, now they're telling people, this flying saucer, man, them people been flying.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember back in the 60s, you know. Yeah.
That time they picked you stars. Up. They brought you back, though. They were like, mm-mm, she don't talk enough. You're too quiet. The alien wanted somebody. That's why they was looking for me, but I said, no, get Linda. And then they got you and you. But yeah, man, they've been around for ages.
Yeah.
And I've always thought for a long time that we've been touched by those people. Because, man, it don't make sense to me that here you are. Okay, why would man invent a wheel? What are you going to put it on? He didn't have no cars. He didn't have no wagons.
No, why did he invent not at the that wheel? Time. He sure
why
did not.
Why did he invent the wheel? He had, see, and they say invention is the necessity, is the mother of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need something, you usually invent it.
Right.
Why do you need a wheel? Now, I can understand where people would say, oh, well, you know, you might need to
carry stuff, yeah.
Carry stuff. In what? You ain't got nothing to carry nothing in. You ain't got no wagons.
Well, they didn't invent the wagon, you know, and build that too.
The wheel was made before the wagon.
Oh, my.
Because if you ever heard them say they put the wheel on the wagon when they made the wagon?
Yeah,
made the wheel? They always say the wheel, they made the wheel. They don't ever tell you for what. And they say, oh, because they needed to move stuff. Even if you take a log, cut it, put it on the ground, put something on top of it, and push it across, it ain't got no spokes in it, and it don't have a center where you can put an axle in it. All that stuff got to be thought up. People wasn't smart enough to come up with that. We too stupid. Man, we can't even live next door to each other, and then we can go and build a wheel for a Tesla that cannot drive itself. That scares that. I want one.
Right.
I don't necessarily want a Tesla, but I want me a self-driving. I want to get me a man truck. A rod, or get me a...
The drive by itself?
Yeah, get me a Ram Dodge truck. With real man truck. Yeah, we hear the commercials when they be talking about the man, the 200. It's a 2500 Dodge. You know, can pull everything.
Right, right.
You can hook the world up to it and pull it over to the other side of the universe. That's how bad they are. But anyways, that was my thought about the whole alien thing.
Yes, in the Bible, that they did teach men a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why stuff just shows up, man.
Right. No explanation. Because we can't explain it. They claim they still can't explain how the pyramids were built.
Well, they can explain it, but I don't accept that explanation because there's too many other explanations. And have y'all ever tried to get 10 people to push a car? Just to do something together. That's my point. It's hard enough just to get them to do that. But yet and still, they trying to tell you that they got people that got together that was lifting pieces of concrete that we don't know where they got the concrete from. Okay? Where you cut the concrete out of. Where y'all made that out of sand. Well, if that's, I don't get that either. Anyhow, my point is, where did they get the materials to make the stuff to build the pyramids? Do you know?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. If somebody out there, give me a call at 740-383-99444 so that we can get this straight for once and for all.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of things man didn't know until those fallen angels taught them. They knew way more than man did. Way more. But who wants to?
I'm trying to record.
Just like this transgender thing. Same thing. The enemy. These fallen angels. They became something else. You know what I mean? Nimrod, he became something else. Like that stuff my daughter talks about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, there's got to be some truth to that. Because here we are. Still living in a world we cannot explain a lot of things that's happening.
Let me tell you. That's how. That's. I don't think that we're supposed to explain a lot of this stuff or be explained. I think a lot of it is actually meant for us to keep working together.
Yeah.
To help us to kind of. That's what I was talking about. Developing a bond. But you got groups of people that want to ostracize and move self aside. And once they do all of that, once they separate themselves and go to Mars or Venus or wherever they're going to go, you know, those kind of thinking people, then what? What are you going to run amongst? Because the thing is, if you can't love the person that's next to you, you can't love your own people either.
True.
So once you get with just y'all, that whole nonsense going to start over. You're going to start killing and hating and destroying each
other. Right, right.
Because one nose is bigger than the other one, like they did with the Matus and the Mumus or whatever them guys' name were. It was just crazy, man.
Who were them guys?
The African group that was in Rwanda.
Okay.
And when the UN and everybody came in, these people had got convinced. They were the same basic group of people, these two African groups. And because one had a different structure nose and was a little browner than the other one, that was what was used to actually create a war. And them people ended up killing millions of each other.
Wow.
Millions of these people. They slaughtered millions of these people.
Wow.
Simply because their nose was different.
Mm.
But it ain't no different. I mean, hatred is hatred. I mean, you know what I
mean? That's true. Because a nose is a nose, right?
Yeah. You know how many people have been killed? You know, and the thing is, right now, white society don't want to be responsible for what they've created. You're not going to give it to me. I'm not going to take the responsibility. Y'all got to be responsible for this nonsense because y'all created it. You ain't control. I mean, we ain't. I asked a dude one day, we was talking. He was talking all this crazy stuff. And I said, man, who been running this country for the last 400 years? White folk, white men. That's who you need to be talking about and talking to. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but them.
Right.
White men been running this thing forever. So all the fault and all the problems, they created.
You say put it on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want it. Now all of a sudden now, everybody is woke And they don't want to hear the word woke because they don't want you to be up in an alert. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, now they're trying to find ways and places and shit. Hey, oh, we all in it together. No, hell, we ain't. When you was talking about the American people, American people want this. You wasn't talking about everybody. You was just talking about a certain group of people. Mm-hmm. So that same group of people is the ones that y'all need to be responsible to. And you need to correct them.
Yeah.
Because you got some crazies out here, man, that is only created through the hate that they've been fed from the time they've been children up to now, to adults, about different groups of people, diversity. The dumbest thing in the world is to try to have a monolithic, one-type society to where no influences come in. This is what's wrong with a lot of countries. When they start having internal problems a certain way, it's because they don't get any diversity. They don't get different thoughts in there, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to, personally, I don't think I would want to live in a country like that. Like China, for instance.
Oh, okay.
At any given time during the day in China, there's 2 or 3 million people on the street. And that's a small crowd.
Right.
That's a lot of folk.
Is a lot of folk.
Their influence, now, it's a lot better in a way than what it used to be because they used to didn't have hardly any information coming in. You know, it's just like with Russia, man. His people was in war and didn't even know they was at war.
They did.
Because he didn't let them have any, you know, information coming in. So they didn't know that that they was at war. But once they found out, that's when they kind of turned.
Right.
And it's the same thing, you know, once people find out, they'll turn. But people that are... Michael McDonald had a song out called What a Fool Believes. Okay. He came from somewhere back in a long ago. A sentimental fool trying hard not to. You don't remember the song.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so then you ain't a Michael McDonald because that was his biggest piece.
But that one, I keep forgetting. Is that him too? I keep forgetting.
Yeah, that's him too. I'm not in love anymore. Keep forgetting that it never be
the same again.
He be singing real hard. Anyway, in that song, he said, what a fool believes, a wise man don't have the power to reason it away.
Really?
So what a fool believes.
Wow.
A wise man don't have the power to reason it away. Because that fool is going to believe what they want to believe. And that's why they had that song. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exceptions to the rule. Listen, baby. Remember that song?
And a wise man doesn't have the power to what?
To reason it away. He can't give them enough reason to change their mind.
Wow. That they will accept.
Have you ever had somebody that was in love with somebody and you knew that that person that they was in love with wasn't no good for them and you try to tell them? And you be like, look, you need to let that person go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mama or auntie or sis or friend, I just love some of them.
Right,
you know,
right.
You like, yeah, but they loving everybody else.
Right.
And they just can't let them go. And you can't convince them to do that.
That's true.
So what a fool believes, no wise man has the power to reason it away. Can't do it. And by the way, that's why we need to vote. Voting coming around 24, and I know 24 is away, but we need to start getting our mindset right because there's a lot of work we got to do. We got to purge this country of a lot of stuff that done showed up in the last 6 years.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Well,
some of it to me is just unbelievable.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand how you mean that when you say it's unbelievable because it's almost hard for a person with good sense to understand any of the nonsensical stuff. That's what the problem is.
Right.
And I've often told people, you know, it's good that you don't understand a lot of the stupid stuff because else you'd be stupid.
Right.
Because you see stupid people be hanging together, you know. They be like, yeah, same thing, man. I believe what he's saying. And then you ask them a question like, well, if somebody get caught with some official government documents, and let's just say they got it in the back of the car seat. And they just riding around town.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong? Yeah. Why is it wrong? Well, first of all, they shouldn't have that out. Why is it right for this dude to have stuff that he's not supposed to have?
Right.
All in his bathroom. All on stage. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
So now they're crying the blues because they done got caught.
Yeah.
And getting ready to do some time of some sort.
Mm.
Well, they got some stuff going. Listen. I'll never forget when Donald first got into office. He started acting crazy. They talked to Elijah Cummings. And they asked him, I think at the time he was the chair. And they asked him, they said, how do you feel about all this? You know, and are you guys going to indict and all? What are you talking about? Because they had started talking about different things they could do about this. But they saw where they were going.
Right.
And he told him, he said, listen. He said, before we do anything, he said, we're going to gather all of the evidence we can get. He said, and once we get that evidence and we can set it up and line it up, then we're going to go after
him. Right.
That dude's been dead for a couple of years or so.
Yes.
And he still implemented that plan.
Okay.
And that's why it's working.
Okay.
Can't get around it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can't get around it.
Well, that's the way to do anything. Gather all the evidence.
That's true.
You know, you
if
just
you
can't.
Want the truth.
Right. If you want the truth, you just can't take a little piece in or a little piece there and then just take it to a judge. And it should not be admissible if you don't have all the facts. Leave the courtroom till you do.
See, what I love about God is how he play behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he be up front.
Right.
And you don't know you're looking at. See, these people destroying themselves. The Republican Party is supposed to be, you're supposed to have two parties, or you're supposed to have differences. I agree, we should have two.
True.
We need a difference. We need parties that, okay, you may not agree with this, but you may agree with it. I may be next to look at you, because I voted for Republicans before.
Well, I have too.
You know, if they do my thing, if they got my agenda, I'm voting, you know.
Right.
And that's how Democrats think. But the Republicans, I don't think they were able to talk to think like that. They was always, hey, we Republicans, we only gonna, you know, and now you have this, I'm a Republican, and I'm American, you know, but anyways, the whole thing is, they could do something about that, that whole idea that, you know, we don't have these two parties anymore, because now, this stuff done got so fractured, you know, it's like, the Democrats, I like the way they holding tight, because they're paying attention to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
While the Republicans are making all that noise and doing all that stuff, they need to be watching these guys because the Democrats are slowly putting stuff together. And think about this. This dude gets sued.
Okay.
And he loses a lawsuit. And the thing he got sued for, he turned right around and go an hour or so later and go say and do the same thing. That woman's taking him back to court. And do you know what? This is what I like about God. Because the judges are looking at this and they're like, oh no, we got you now. We're going to hurt you. Because they don't want him out there. Because he's disrupting this country, man. This dude has tore this country apart. You hear me?
I hear you.
Oh yeah. You never in the world, in imagination, would you ever think that American citizens would storm the Capitol to try to take it over. This America, man. That ain't supposed to. This the land of the free.
The land Jack. Of the...
Is it the land of the free?
No.
What
the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah, okay. It was the land of the free and the home of the slaves. Because they had slaves. This country crazy, man. But, you know, I heard some guys arguing at another dude. And I since seen this dude at another rally. I don't know why he was going black old dude. And they were threatening him, beat him up and all this stuff. And he's out there trying to hang in there and talk all this stuff. I don't get that, man. Your self-interest, you should be interested in some things. And just like the I didn't know this until the other day. The Latin community, Spanish community, Cuban community, Venezuela community, Puerto Rican, whatever they have in Cuba, and what they have in Miami.
Right.
They have Spanish radio that talked propaganda and hate for Kamala, Joe Biden, all of the Democrats, almost 24 hours a day in Spanish. These people cannot speak English, so they cannot interpret other news. So they're stuck listening to this garbage.
Right.
Okay, and it's just like them listening to Tucker Carlson 24 hours a day.
Right.
With all this nonsense. So these people are voting against their own best wishes and interests. And that's why the governor, you know, have you been watching this stuff going on with the migrant workers?
No.
They're almost like none and void. They're like gone. They're like off the job. They got houses and stuff in Miami. Ain't none of it getting built. Because DeSantis didn't realize that the people that he was talking about and was shipping out, the people he got working in his state. He's sending them all up to Martha Vineyard and in front of Kamala Harris's house and New York and all these places. And hell, he need them down in Miami to pick stuff and to build stuff. And he done got rid of them. They adios, baby. So when that group when the brown and black get straight and get together, we're gonna smooth some stuff out, because right now they pitting them against each other, and they try to do the same thing with us if we ain't careful.
True.
We don't fall for that. I'm gonna tell you something. Me and my son went, and there's a little place right over there across near Kroger's. And
the Kroger's out here.
The Kroger's where the liquor store is.
Okay.
If you come out of Kroger's and come straight down Kroger's, you know you got a street you can turn either left or right on Barks Road.
Right.
Don't turn on Barks Road, but go straight. You know there's a little, like a laundromat down on the right-hand side? Now, that's a huge Spanish community now.
Oh, I know what Spanish community is,
yeah.
Yes.
And, man, we've been passing by this lady's little thing for the last 3-4 years. And somebody told me the other day, said, man, they make good food up in there. I went and got a burrito from them the other day.
Right.
That burrito was big as a loaf of bread. Me and my son. Man, let me tell you something.
A loaf of bread. That was big.
Yeah, me and my son. My son's 26. That boy can eat. He's like, Pop, did you test that? I'm like, yeah. That was delicious.
Really? Okay.
And I don't know the name of it, but you know, you don't plug stuff. People ain't paying. But yeah, I don't know, man. You can pass love. I mean, I don't know the name of the place. I would tell you, but it's a little, they got it in it looks like a little, the thing you pull behind your truck.
Oh, those, food, what
yeah, it's
it?
Like it's one of those food,
food
wagons.
Trucks. Yeah,
it's
food
like
trucks.
Yes. But, you know, it's one of the wagons that you pull. And it sits there a lot all year.
It's out here by Kroger's where it sits. Okay.
It's, like I said, as soon as you come out of Kroger's and cross over Bark Road and keep straight.
Oh, okay.
And you go down the road and then you come to all these apartments right on your right-hand side. There's a little, and you'll miss it if you don't pay attention to it. And I've never really
seen it.
And I haven't seen anybody over there but just the Mexicans that live
over
there.
Right,
right. Man, we stopped over there yesterday. Them essays was cool. We was like, look here, we want some of this.
Right.
Now, they don't have the prices up for stuff, so I don't really know what they normally charge everybody, but it didn't bother me.
Right.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Especially with that much food for two people.
Man,
one burrito.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm thinking I took some money out the bank just to go there. I'm not lying. So, because they only take cash, they don't take cards, right?
Okay.
So I took some money out the bank just so I can run through there. Oh yeah, and get me one more of them. See, and this is. I'm gonna tell you why I'm saying that also. Because you never know who's gonna support you.
No, you don't.
Now, I know us. I know our people. If we like you, we'll support you.
Oh yeah.
We'll come to, especially if you don't look like us. Cause you know, white man's eyes were always been colder to us.
True.
We've been talking, man, let's just talk the real truth.
You
we've
can't
been talking
have
the thing
it, yeah.
Like that.
The thing you can't have, you won't.
Well,
most.
You can get you a white woman if you want one. They ain't what we're talking about. No, we're talking about. You can get some ice. You can get some white ice water. But the thing is, you know, it's an illusion, like what you were saying here.
Right.
And dependency is a lot of different things, you know.
Yes, it is.
And ideology is something you can get dependent on, too. Mm-hmm. You can start thinking a certain way and thinking it's right. So I avoided going to this place because I felt the invisible sign that says, I don't want you over here.
Right.
But that's in my head. That's
right.
Not, and
that's
let me tell
so
you something.
True. So
and,
true.
And not only that, that's nonsense anyways, because bump that. Because
right.
I got something. I had an agenda. Get me some of that food. Because
right.
somebody, a brother had told me, man, that food is good. Okay. So I'm like, you know what? We drove all the way from out west. And you know out there where you guys, you know where Mona Market is?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see that little cart that done pulled over there?
Yes.
Whew, good food, man.
Hmm.
Great food.
Okay.
I mean, great food.
Yeah, I have to try it out.
I'm telling you, man. I've eaten there a few times.
Okay.
But that food is cool, man. I mean, I like food, man. And
I what think I'm we saying all do is, like to eat.
I like different types of foods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like diversity, which is what right. we were talking about earlier. And the only way to do that is have different people around. And I'm going to tell you something. That Mexican food these people cooking
mm-hmm.
is real, authentic Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because them I sisters believe that. That's back there, you know, them senoritas back there cooking that stuff, man. There's only a few of them.
Right.
But, yeah, man, that food is good.
Mm-mm-mm. I have to try that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. I'll yes. tell you, man, y'all go out there and let them know you heard it. They, oh, you guys, the one that they was talking about on WWGH1.
Right.
WWGH. 107.1.com, whatever, 1071. Who knows? WWGH Radio 107. How come
one.
They got that different?
Because it is different. One is
yeah.
the address for the website. The other
the
was
WWW,
the
WWW. Okay.
Yeah, and the other one was for the actual radio when
oh,
we were
okay.
on the radio.
Gotcha.
It was on the dial 107.1
gotcha.
FM. Yeah, so that's why it's like that. You know, so. And hopefully, you know, one day we can get back on the radio. I hope.
Legally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we take illegally
to,
too. We could, right.
Question.
We're out of time for this first hour. We are out of time. Thank you, Willie, for all your insight. And thank you for plugging in there for me. And thank you for listening to A Voice of the People here live on WGH Talk. Stay tuned for the next hour. We will be back at 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have.
Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you were always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well,
it's
and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get
no,
me in trouble.
No,
yes,
no.
You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. you're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And, boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me, too, I'll tell you. As I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that
yes.
is... That is.
And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, you know, there's some pretty famous ones there, too, so...
Well, I hold that high, and... It is true.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Go to the website for archived shows dating back to the beginning of 2016. Also listen to us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. Thanks for listening. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Are you tired of the normal zoo experience and looking for an exciting way to interact with animals up close? Come to the African Safari Wildlife Park for your chance to meet over 400 exotic animals face to face. No other park comes this close. Not only will you be able to get up close and personal with the animals as you feed them from inside your own vehicle, but all the shows and attractions are included in the price of admission. As the only drive-through safari in the Midwest, African Safari Wildlife Park is sure to help create memories you and your family will never forget. Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6 in Port Clinton, Ohio. Open every day, rain or shine. We can't wait to see you this summer.
Mike's Mowing is a proud supporter of WGH Radio. Telephone number 740-396-8154. That number again, 740-396-8154.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marion Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
This is Phil Reed, and you are listening to WWGH Radio at 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
We'll be right back. I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam, the computer guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy, right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics with yours truly, every Wednesday and Thursday between 12:13 p.m. and 1, right here on The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's now time for WWGH News, news about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom. I'm Robin Leach.
This is Adam Lepp in the WWGH Newsroom. Donovan Caskey, who was on Marion's most wanted list, has been taken into custody. He is a 27-year-old male, wanted for felony bond violation related to possession of cocaine. A Marion County jury took less than an hour to find David Saunders guilty of 2 counts of rape and 4 counts of sexual battery. He was charged with these crimes stemming from incidents with his girlfriend's daughter, who is developmentally delayed. Ray Grogan, county prosecutor, said, "This case is among the worst I've seen, let alone prosecuted. Saunders was supposed to protect this young woman, but instead, he took advantage of her and repeatedly sexually assaulted her. From 2019 through 2022, Saunders was in a relationship with the victim's mother in Marion. The victim, in her 20s, is developmentally delayed and has been diagnosed with mental disabilities. During this time, the victim lived with Saunders and her mother. Testimony at trial indicated that the victim has the mental faculties of a child, thus she could not consent to sexual activity. Saunders knew of the woman's mental disabilities and exploited them for his own sexual gratification." Prosecutor Grogan said, "I'm so proud of the victim for having the courage to come forward. I'm also proud of the work that Officer Dana Jagger and Lieutenant Mike Hindell and Officer Nick Gerkink and others from the City Police Department, as well as Sam Grisham from the County Board of Developmental Disabilities, did on this case. Lastly, I want to thank all these individuals who have helped this young woman since the start of the investigation. They're all heroes." The case was tried by Grogan and Assistant Prosecutor Allison Kessler. Saunders will be sentenced by Judge Matt Freericks at a later date. Offices in Marion City Hall will be closed on Monday the 19th in observance of Juneteenth, National Independence Day. Sanitation crews will collect garbage and recycling on Monday the 19th. Residents who normally have refuse collection on Monday are asked to have their collections at curbside by 7 in the morning. Buses for Marion Area Transit will not operate on the 19th. Hours will resume on Tuesday the 20th. The Senior Center will be closed. No senior transportation will be available, with the exception of dialysis appointments. Essential services, including fire, police, and airport, will operate as usual. From the WWGH Weather Center, Thursday, a leftover thunderstorm expected in the evening, then some clearing after midnight, low of 57, 73, partly cloudy on Friday, 51 and clear Friday night, 79 and sunny on Saturday, clear 55 Saturday night, Sunday, partly sunny, 83, upper 50s, partly cloudy Sunday night, 80 with cloudy skies and light rain expected on Monday, with high temperatures continuing in the low 80s for the rest of next week. Adam Lepp reporting for The Talking Place, WWGH Radio.